Blog Talk Radio.
You can't roll a blunt to this one. You gotta light a J. You gotta puff a J on this one. You can't even drink Cristal on this one. You gotta drink Cristal. Try some red wine, little guy, 9-7. This is for the grown and sexy. Can I get my grown man on for one second? Ladies tonight, they should be hanging with Jay-Z. Jay-Z. Excuse me, miss. What's your name? Can you come hang with me? Possibly.
That's right.
Take you out tonight.
You already know what it's hitting for. My, I got whatever outside, and you know what I'm sitting on. 50-50 venture with them S-dots kicking off. Armadale popping now, only bring a nigga more. Only thing missing is the missus. You ain't even gotta do the dishes. Got two dishwashers, got one chef, one maid. All I need is a partner to play spades with the cards up. All trust. Who else you gonna run with? The truth is us. Only dudes moving units, M-Pimp Juice with us. It's the rockin' hair, Maybach outside, got rocks in air. PJs on the runway, young got air. I don't land at an airport, I call it the clearport. Therefore, I don't wanna hear more back and forth about who's hotter, young holler.
Excuse me. Damn. Woo. You're so contagious. Woo. I can't take it.
I got my Gotcha 9-7 on right now.
Lady.
You gotta puff a J to this one. Can't roll the blunt up to this one, boy. This should be rolling with Jay-Z. Jay-Z. Everybody's like, he's no item. Please don't like him. He don't wife him. He one nights him. Now she don't like him. She never met him. Ruby's try to take advantage of him. He won't let him. He don't need him. So he treats him like he treats him. Better them than me. She don't agree with him. She's mad at that. He's not having that. So those opposites attract like magnets. She sees more than the Benz wagon, the Prince tagging along, the flashy nigga bragging on his phone. She gets a glimpse of Sean and she likes that. He too weighs her, so she writes back. Smiley faces after all of her phrases. Either she the one or I'm caught in the matrix. But fuck it, let the fish burn. Red or green pill, you live and you learn. Come on. You gotta throw on your fine linen for this one. You might gotta go get you some Scooby-Doos. You gotta throw on your Scooby-Doos. Those are shoes, by the way.
So got those. It's
for the grown and sexy. Only for the grown and sexy. Love, let's go half on the sun. I know my past ain't one. You can easily get past, but that chapter is done. But I'm done reading for now. Remember space, face up, you could believe him for now. But ma, you got it for real, for serious, bro. I'm about to give you all the keys and security codes. About to show you where the cheese that you know I ain't playing. But before I jump out the window, what's your name?
Excuse me. Damn. You're so contagious, I can't take it.
Good evening, ladies and germs. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Do What You Like with your host, Poetic. and none other than Mr. Metaphoria. What's good with your Metaphoria?
Yeah, we up in this motherfucker tonight. We're going to have fun, and we're going to do what we like.
Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please dial in and press 1 to do what you like. The show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Shout out to
and
Raw Links.
Raw. Always go raw.
Oh, it's that kind of night, baby. Shout out to the CEO of Raw Links and Epiphany Radio, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, baby, baby. Man, what's up with you, Dave? It's the last Monday night of 2021.
It's the last Monday, man. It's the 52nd Monday of the year. And here we are. You know, people got to... It's the end of the year. We made it, y'all. If you're listening right now, you made it. We made it. So, shit, let's have fun with it. And if you don't want to have fun with it with us, fuck you. Because we're going to have fun regardless. Do what you like. It's been a minute since I have hosted. I ain't changed. I'm not worried about the judgment or anything like that. You know I am who I am. I'm sitting here right now having some nice tequila and some Coors Light, so I'm going to be halfway drunk, and we're going to have a good time on this show. We're going to be light-skinned, meet to meet, and we're going to do what we like. So, shit, let's get it, man.
I know that's right, man. Let's get it. Let's get it. And in honor of Do What You Like, I ain't doing no goddamn poetry. Now.
I ain't either.
So, we're going to open up a mic and see if they're going to do some poetry or they're just going to sit here and talk smack. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Pearly.
It's the Pearly Negro.
Hold up. First, wait a minute. First, I can't get no more music, and now I can't get no poetry from y'all?
This is what happens,
Dave.
So we do what we like.
And she just got banged on, man. She don't come on here talking like that, man. You,
yeah,
do what you like.
Shit,
you just it got banged on, you know. Now, if we should open your mic again, and you still talking that smack, you're gonna get banged on again. Bang, bang, bang. Because this is do what you like. You get banged.
Give her one
on
more try. She might know what she's doing this time. Give her one more try.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic, we have Epiphany Zone host of, one half host of the Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, and one third host of the Soul Cafe, La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Mute me again, motherfucker. Mute me again. Go ahead.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need you to say is motherfucker on this show. That's what I'm talking about. We say motherfucker over
here. Here we go. Here we go.
What's going on, Pearly Negro?
Bang on again. You get banged on again now.
Uh-huh.
Won't be no third chances.
Oh, you're not. Okay, keep playing. I don't be in your inbox that much, but I'll be in that motherfucker tonight. Play with it. Keep playing. I called in.
Hey, Danielle.
Y'all ain't got no way I'm calling in, and you going to mute me?
Danielle, I'll play with it and I'll bang you. I'll play with it and I'll bang you. I'll play with it first, then I'll bang you.
You do get banged on here. You do. This is do what you
like. Oh, yeah, bang on. Oh, yeah, my bad.
You get banged.
I forgot a word.
Do what we like. Do what we like.
Danielle, you know you ain't sensitive like that.
I'm
going to give you a creative writer, too, because you don't be sensitive like that. You know, I'm pissed off a lot of motherfuckers this year, and I have tried on Amazon. Listen, though, I went on Amazon. I went to the mall. I went to a lot of outlets and shit trying to give a fuck for the people I thought this year, and I still ain't found a fuck to give. You know, I've tried a long time searching for one, but I ain't found one. You know, I did search.
See what I'm saying?
But you know, I fucks with you, Danielle. I fucks with you. You good. Anybody else I pissed off? No, from the bottom of my heart, of all of 2020, 2021, and 2022 to come, I don't give a fuck. So we're still going to have some fun here tonight on Do What You Like.
That's all good.
Do what you,
I know you got to cut
do
the
what
pool.
You,
I'm going to lay your ass out, though, man. Keep playing.
See, see. That'll get you on the bang list again now. Listen.
Whatever.
Get you on the bang list. It gets on the bang list real quick.
Whatever. 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 Ain't
you just,
problem
you just talking shit
because
you talking shit because you want us to bang you. That's a, I mean, bang on
that's
you. My
is.
Bad.
It's
I keep forgetting that word.
Yeah.
Keep forgetting on.
Well, it has been a long time. So.
Yeah, we can handle that for you. We try to give our best. What's that girl's name that's saying, giving you the best that I got? Yeah. Oh, she sounds like another lady.
Oh, that's terrible. How you going to throw Anita up in here? Don't do that.
Yeah, that's her name. Mm-hmm. Anita Baker, that's the one, yeah, with a no-singing ass. I said it. I don't give a fuck.
No,
last
no, you're
Monday,
not going to hate on
fun.
Anita.
Just
she is
like.
One of my favorite singers. Cannot hate on Anita Baker.
Well, sorry to hear that.
You can't do that.
Sorry to hear that. You know. I got a question for you, though. This is the last Monday of the year, there's got to be something you want to get off your chest. And let me tell you something. We are uncensored here. You ain't got to pull no punches or none of that bullshit. If there's anything you need to get off your chest, now's the time to vent. This is what we're doing tonight here for you. Is there anything you would like to talk about, Miss Pearly Negro?
Nope. I'll wait till I do a video chat with y'all. Then y'all get the video. The way you like it.
Well, that's nice to be nice and censored and politically correct. It's okay, you know.
What's on your mind?
That's all right. I got a few things on my mind. One thing on my mind is, attention all poets listening, quit being so motherfucking sensitive. Here, you made it through the pandemic for 2 years now, and you still hurt. Quit whining all the goddamn time. Shit, just enjoy life. Shit, you still living. We ain't had to fry chicken over your ass or put no flowers on top of you, so just shut the fuck up whining all the goddamn time. Hell, everybody went through some shit. You ain't the only fucking one. That's what I got to get off my chest for the first part.
That is true. That is true. But people are still trying to heal. They're trying to find themselves. You got to give them a chance.
If you ain't found, we all
hard.
Grown when we call in the blog talk. If they ain't found themselves by now, they're going to be lost for fucking ever. So, shit, it's just what it is.
Everybody got their own time that they do it in, don't you think?
Oh, that's so
politically
correct.
Going on.
That is so beautiful. That's a wonderful thing, just nice and politically
it's
correct.
It's good to hear you on here, though. It's good to hear you on
here. Yeah, you know, it's been a minute.
You know, hosting and whatnot. This is a rare
They probably ain't going to play this one too much on all them different stations because there's going to be a lot of cussing and shit talking tonight.
It can't be no worse. It can't be no worse. Than what we say on the Love Zone. It's just put in a poetic form, that's all.
Yeah,
there's a whole lot of cussing.
Blog Talk knew what it was when they seen my name come up. They knew this shit was gonna be different. But I'm not. One thing I can say about it, I'm never afraid to be who I am. I am me all the motherfucking time, and that's why I fucks with y'all, and that's why y'all fuck with me.
That's true. That is true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, Danielle, my cousin sent me aside. He said, that's Billy right there. He recognized your voice. You see, you somebody, girl.
What happened?
I said, my cousin sent me aside, and he recognized your voice. He said, that's Billy right there. See, people know you.
Oh. Is that the one that was on the video chat that night?
That's the one. That's the one.
What's up, cuz?
What up, guy?
We're going to have some fun tonight, man. I hope you're ready.
Bro, I was born ready. born ready, man. Born ready.
Shout out to all the white people listening. I wish I had your credit score.
I appreciate not you not playing more songs. You should have played more songs. That ain't right.
You should have hosted the show.
It wasn't my idea.
Silence.
You gonna open my mic and then want me to be silent? Really?
Silent.
You got a walking contradiction right now.
No, you got silent.
How you gonna want me
to
be silent?
The show. Don't get banged on again now. Borderline. Now, if you want to do your point,
Danielle, did you say he was a walking contradiction?
What'd you say, David?
I didn't say I said contradiction.
Oh, I thought you said he was a walking cockroach friction. I thought you said Van was a walking cockroach friction. I was going to say, you said nasty.
Only you did. Only you did, Lord.
Oh, man.
Say that one more time. It's a cockroach. What?
A walking cockroach friction.
Wow.
I thought that was what you did.
Only metaphor for you.
My bad.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I didn't mean to miss
what you like.
Interpret you. Yes. We're here to do what you like.
If you were looking for the Soul Cafe, check back next Monday.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Turkey necks. Yeah, we got a whole buffet in the back. As you get done spinning, we got neck bones, turkey necks, fat back, all that shit. We got it in there ready for you.
Oh.
In the do-what-you-like lounge.
And I'm hungry, too.
If you come in there right, you can get some neck and bone. No, we ain't got no cornbread. We got neck and bone, and we got some neck bones and some turkey necks.
I need some neck and bone.
That's what I'm trying to see. Now you're getting shit off your chest. That's what we're talking about. Now you are relieving yourself for the last Monday
now she let me go.
Of 2021.
Y'all already know what
you
it
might
is.
Can get two servings of it.
Myself.
You can get a serving each from me and Van. And then McKempo said he got you two, so you can get three servings. We can bowling ball your ass while you're here at Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
Tonight.
But I don't know if I can handle that. I got aches and pains and pills I deal with. I don't know if I can handle all that.
You can handle it because it'll go from 3 to 2 real fast because I'm old and diabetic now, so I ain't going to last too much fucking long, but I'll give you the best that I got, and then I'll be out the way.
Well, I think we all die. You ain't that old. You are actually the youngest one out of the group. You ain't even in your 40s yet, man.
Yeah, but I've led a fast life.
You're still in your 30s.
That may be true.
Barely. Just barely.
I know you got something for us tonight, though. What you got? You better not bring no bullshit tonight, because I'm going to call you out on you bringing some bullshit.
When do I bring bullshit? Oh, you saying my poetry is bullshit? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that. Don't go making assumptions. Don't go making no assumptions. I talk good about you all the time. I said, if you were to bring some bullshit, I'm going to call you out on it. I didn't say you was Larry Shuffle. I said you was the Pearly Negro. So I ain't worried about you bringing no bullshit. But I said, if you do.
Don't say names. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I don't give a fuck. Names. Hell.
You just say name to me. You. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't talk shit about Larry behind his back. I talk shit to him through him. He'll be through his sleep later.
That's a shame. I brought
but
something.
All I'm saying is,
I just wrote this.
Danielle, it's time for you to do what you like.
Okay. All right.
The mic is yours.
I got a little something. Thank you. This is untitled. His toxicity is so intoxicating. It now runs in my veins. I don't know how he got me with such a wicked way of loving. But today is the now release is the now I release him because he's one of my bad habits that I need to break. Intuition is such a funny thing because I've learned that some things you feel just can't be explained through words. He knew he could lay all of his problems on my shoulders, but as much as he released them to me, I allowed even more of myself to be taken, releasing all of my energy to him because he felt so damn good as I mistook rationing for reasoning. From the start, it was a suicide mission for my heart because I was a Band-Aid and pacifier when she hurt him. I realized it because never once did he say, I love you. Just, I need you. While I was in the shadowed trenches helping him fight his battles, I would often ask myself, does she even know his habits? How he loves to taste it in the morning to get his day started? Or can he even imagine how loud silence is in his absence? My ego so blinded with contentment because his I trust you made me feel safe. His presence has been ubiquitous in every aspect of my life since his first hello. And the existence of him is etched in me like stone. Since first our bodies connected, his scent and the apertures in my skin bind as nature and time. His taste permanently embedded in my tongue. I don't even know the difference between his thoughts and mine anymore, so my voice of reason has become obsolete. Is there such a thing as loving someone too much? Maybe he's obsessed. The way he calls me at 2 a.m. to talk me back in when I've made up my mind we're over. Because he knows how I am. Maybe I'm the bad habit that needs to be broken. That's that piece.
I think you probably are the bad habit. Women are bad habits to me. Especially if you're talking about all the releasing and everything, you catching the release and all that. You know, I like the part where you said in there that you wanted the raw. You know, that makes a difference. That's why when y'all be like, why does nigga keep calling me and showing up in front of my house? You can't do all that different unnatural shit to a motherfucker and not expect him to call you the next day.
Right.
It's not unnatural. It's completely natural what is being done. It's absolutely
natural. No, but everybody, all the ladies don't do it. All the ladies don't do it. You know, you be on that Wakanda forever shit, so it's different. Peace is beautiful, though. I like the way you said it.
Thank you. Yeah, well, maybe all the ladies do it more often. There might be more peace in the world if we did.
When I come to Philly, I'm going to wear a t-shirt to say, I want a release. And I'm coming straight to your house. And my kinfo said when he comes to Philly, he's going to eat that cheesesteak. And he's talking about yours.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord,
Van, what you got, bro? I got a goddamn train coming.
All right, go ahead. Mute. No, that was you know, I like this piece. I like when you use the word toxicity. When you use the word toxicity, you just make it sound a way. You make it sound like it's a good and bad thing all at the same time. Go ahead, say it one more
toxic
time.
Toxic love is something.
Say it one more
toxicity.
Time.
Toxicity.
Hey, you hear the way she said that? You hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
you know,
that toxic love, that toxicity is,
It's something about that toxic love, man. It just make you want to do some things like bang, bang, bang.
Oh, damn. Happens to the best of us.
Happens to the best of us.
She cussing like a motherfucker right now, though. Oh, you know she cussing.
You know she
gonna
is.
She's going to get your ass, man.
I don't care. Welcome to Do What You Like. This is what happens here. You know, you just never know when it's going to happen. Just know it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got to realize Do What You Like is meant to have fun. You know, it's not, we're not all super serious with the poetry all the time and being all philosophical and shit. This is to have fun. That's why we're here on the last Monday of the year. But if you listen, I'll be back on the regular two Mondays a month. You know, it's been a while since I did it, but I'll be back two Mondays a month. But as for tonight, we're going to just have fun. That's what we're going to do.
You
shout out to For Real the Poet for giving us this platform.
Man, if y'all know, just reach out to him in the inbox. Tell him, hey. Tell him thank you. Tell him all against it. Just don't bang on him. He don't like that. You know, he don't like that. He don't like that. So you got to be careful because you bang on him, you know, he just, you know, he just don't take it the same way. He don't take it the same way. Next up on the mic, Dave, are you ready? Are you ready to see who is the next brave soul to do
bring
what
him
you
on
like?
In.
We got Canada's own Lady A.
Hey,
Lady A.
What's going on, Lady A?
I'm just listening to you guys having fun.
You got to have some fun every now.
Yeah, I got to have some fun.
You got to.
That's what we're talking about. When you get ready to have some fun, me and Van will come fold your maple leaf. Whenever you get.
Get the folding, baby. Get the folding.
Yeah, we will squeeze the syrup out of your maple leaf whenever you need us to come up north.
You are a bad boy. Just the way
I'm
like
just
it.
Saying. I'm just saying.
We're here, Kevin.
You guys have a good Christmas?
Did how about?
Oh yeah, we had Christmas too. Yeah, how about yours?
It was okay. It was okay. I've kind of let off some steam with what I've brought tonight to read, so that helps. Christmas, it had its good points. We had some nice company and that sort of thing, and. But on the other hand, there was some other stuff going on that was really heartbreaking. So I got a little pissy about it, and I wrote something that broke off some steam and made me get the anger out. So it's not a fun one, but I think you'll like it just the same.
Hey, we ready for it. You let all the steam off and release as much as you want.
All right. This is called You Can't Steal My Shine. Hiding inside, heart has died. This way they can't see me cry. Not sure what it means, life is not as it seems. Shock, then pain as I hear what they say, incredibly insane. One by one, feeling revealed. I am who I am and the world can give their two cents. I will not be destroyed, though alone on this voyage. Knots in my gut will give way and this book will be shut. I won't let anybody steal my shine because I own it. It's mine. Someone once said I will live to regret choices I've made long ago. You'll pay for your sins, be alone. You can't win. I never believed it till now. Angst rises up, I tremble and vow. Be proud of yourself despite the rumbling crowd. Reverie plays havoc, I say. You'll not rob my self-worth again. Do not fold in a ball. Turn your face to the wall. Give up. Let go. Cry in the rain. I'd rather die to escape the pain. coward, too scared to leave and go where hell is living right now. I gather my thoughts, my words in a box, speak life back into my brain, pick up the shards, stabbing my heart, stitch my mouth, I can't scream. This is me, damn it, it's me. Don't judge, convict, press, pass sentence, and quit. Find me. That is me instead. End poem.
Well, I say, slow down there, son. Slow down.
Tell us how you really feel.
Right, you really getting some stuff off your chest, like just letting it all out. She letting it all go on this Monday night. Yeah, last Monday of the year.
Yeah. And one thing I need you to take into 2022, fuck them. Say it with me, lady. Say it one time. Say fuck them.
Yep, it's true. It's true.
No. I know it's the truth, but I need you to say it. Come on, say it with me. Say fuck them.
Fuck them.
There you go.
Right.
Fuck every one of them. Yep.
That's right. Ain't let nobody take your shine away. And another thing I like when you said again, because I know Canadians say again and not again. I like the way y'all say that, but just. You can't let nobody take your shine away from you. Anybody just bringing any negativity to you, leave negativity in 2021. If ain't nobody supporting your movements, fuck them.
I'm done. Like, I'm so done. Like, I really am, and I know I'm worth more, and I know who I am, and even if I'm the only one that likes me, that's the way it is.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. Fuck them. You got to pay your own mortgage. You got to feed yourself out of Puckham.
Yeah.
When they come over your house, hell, if they come with some negativity, show them the door. The same door you walked in, same door you can walk out of. I hope the doorknob hits you directly in your asshole. Puckham.
Forget where you split. Just hits you right square in the hole.
Yeah. Square dead in there. Hope your asshole is bigger than a cup holder, because this doorknob going to hit you right in that motherfucker when you leave.
I was just gonna say it like you.
Well, you can. You just gotta practice.
Yeah, you can.
You just
fuck
gotta
them. That's all you gotta keep in mind. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I definitely appreciate you coming through and venting. It's good to get that off your chest.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's all right.
You hear a lot of vulgarities tonight. You know, just but
yeah, gonna
not
hit,
from Van,
because
you know Van go to church every Sunday. You know,
he's
from Baltimore, so he gonna say daggone. I'm gonna say motherfucker, and he gonna say daggone. So that's what we're gonna do tonight. I'm a cuss for Van. When Van feel the need to cuss, I'm a cuss for him, because this is the last Monday of the year, and we gonna get this shit off our chest.
Yeah,
that's what man. You is such a good brother, Dave. That's a good brother, man.
Yeah, I try, you know, like a daggone Doug.
Lady, he's such a good brother, ain't he?
Well, you know, I was just going to say he was on the other night. Was it last night that he was on? And I was laughing my head off because you're really funny. And he was on with you, Van, I think. Were you on last night or Saturday night or?
Yeah, that was last night. Inspiration.
That was last
night. Cuss,
inspiration.
He didn't even
cuss. He just said bang, bang, bang. Well, Lady A got it. She fell in.
What did he say?
He bang on his show. See, this is we're entertaining everybody tonight,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she fell into it, bro. They got to be ready, man. You can't catch an attitude, man. When you get banged on, you just got to accept the fact. You just gotta
you just never know
when it's gonna happen. It's just it just happens, you know. You know, you come through, you get banged on, you know. They bang on you, I bang on you. You know, it's just what happens when you're what you like. Look, listen.
And Dave will bang them. I ain't never had no Canadian, so yes.
Nice to bang. So Dave, this segment, we're gonna talk about what you wanted to talk about, the crazy stuff that happened during the year. So go ahead and kick us off, bro.
One crazy thing about this year is with this pandemic shit. How has this pandemic kept transforming? And every time it transformed, the previous part of the pandemic has disappeared. Now they got this Voltron shit or whatever you call it.
No, it's supposed to be the main one now. I'm not sure if it's an Autobot or a Decepticon, but it's Omicron, you know, and I'm pretty sure it's a Decepticon.
Yeah.
I got to go back and check the archives.
All of a sudden, it's the main thing now. And here in Oklahoma, they say it has been found in Tulsa wastewater. And that's how people are spreading. I don't know who the fuck is drinking wastewater. But I have a problem with that. I mean, you know, it's all government control. You know, it's been the same way. You know, if you go back years ago, Ebola was supposed to kill 500 million people. And in 3 weeks, the shit was gone. You know, yeah. Like McKenpo just said, we're having a chicken pox. Ain't nobody broke out in chicken pox in years, and that was also another plague. The swine flu was a plague and shit like that. It's all population control. So, you know, I'm not saying that a lot of people didn't. We've all lost some people to it, you know, but it's, at the end of the day, people didn't just start dying, you know. So it's been worse. I do like what the former president said because it made me laugh when that motherfucker said, people are dying this year. They ain't never died before. I said, well, that's the real shit of the day.
Bruh. I looked at the TV sideways, my little Kevin Hart look. What'd he say?
Yeah, that's the truest shit he ever said. Cause, you know, everybody that dies, they ain't never did it before.
Never did it before.
You know,
they own some new shit. Never died before. Oh, man.
Yeah, I need him to get him back because Biden ain't sent me no money. You know, I wasn't a Trump supporter, but Trump sent me, what he sent, $1,200 and $1,400 and $600. Biden ain't sent me $30. But, you know, what can you do? I wish Trump was still in there for Christmas. I ain't get shit, nothing for Christmas. If any of y'all listen, y'all want to send me a Christmas gift, inbox me. I'll send you my Cash App, and you could be better than the president we have right now. I will spread it throughout Epiphany Radio, you know. Shit is different, man, you know. But here we are. We still here. We're enjoying each other. My prayers go out to everybody going through something right now. I want you to realize something. Everybody's going through something. But at the end of the day, you're still here. You know,
still here.
So we'll pray for you. We ain't going to pray for you too long on the show tonight. We'll say a quick scripture, and you can call back in next Sunday to Epiphany Radio to get the long prayer. But here we are. We're here to have some fun tonight. I appreciate everybody that has called in. I appreciate Van for being here with me on the show tonight. But we're going to have some fun, Van. You know, no matter how many callers we get, shit, we're going to enjoy ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got some people out there lurking and you know, ain't press one yet. You know, they're afraid. If they don't press one,
when we're done with the people that press one, we're going to answer that. We're going to open their mics, too, at least just to say hi.
You sure you want to do that?
Matter of fact, go ahead and open up the next one. Who we got the next one? You can pick a random mic and open it if they ain't raised their hand. Let's see who we got next.
No, we got a hand raised. We got a hand raised. So we'll get to those people in a second, but... We got, ladies and gentlemen, one half host of the Get Down. He is Epiphany's own J. Rob the Wise Son. What's up with you, Dark Knight? Mr. DSP is in the building. What's good with you, bro? Welcome to Do What You Like.
Good holidays to all of y'all, even David.
Happy Kwanzaa, bro.
What's
happy
happening,
Kwanzaa.
Everybody?
What's up, Mr. Happy, Happy Hanukkah Kwanzaa?
For those of y'all who don't know what he said, he's trying to say Happy Kwanzaa. Black
no,
thing,
no,
David,
happy
Hanukkah
Kwanzaa. I want to cover all of it. Ham, salami, bacon to you.
Yeah, what you said.
Ham, salami,
last
bacon.
Time I came on the Get Down, I gave you a whole lot of hell. I ain't going to give you as much hell tonight because I fucks with you. But you know how we do on the Get Down.
We family, Dave.
You know it.
I know the rules. I know the rules.
I'm going to steal punch your ass in the rear a few times when you come to Oklahoma.
I already know. I asked my doctor what kind of medical advice can I get from somebody that's 6'11" who's gonna punch me in the kidney. She's like, don't duck because he'll punch you in the face. So I gotta take that punch. I just gotta take that.
I'll let y'all go. I fuck with this dude. Anybody y'all listening, y'all know I call in on Thursday. I give him a whole bunch of hell, and some of you may get offended, but I don't give a fuck because this had me and my bro rock with each other. So you can either accept it or you don't have to accept it. I'm fine with it either way.
Since day one.
But I'm still, for all y'all listening, just know whenever he comes to Oklahoma, when he get back to New York, he going to do a get down show and say, that motherfucker did punch me in the goddamn kidneys. He wasn't lying.
I'm going to do my show from the rehab.
I'm going to sit down in a church.
Sounds like I'm in pain.
5'7". So I'm going to sit down.
Sounds like I'm in a little bit of pain, folks.
In the rear.
The kidneys is hurting. And the PC ain't yellow no more. Thank you to David Mott.
But to back up on some real shit, much love and condolences for you and a happy heavenly birthday to your father. I know your father had a birthday just passed not too long ago. And just wanted to let you know he helped raise a good guy. You know, you all right with me. I'm always give you hell, but you all right with me. You ain't shit, but you all right with me. So shout out to John. Euthelius Robinson Sr. for raising John Euthelius Robinson Jr.
It's Aloysius. Aloysius.
No, it changed this month. It's
I'll work with that. Van Meadows, how you doing?
Hey, man, this is another beautiful day. I'm trying to keep my kids sane. They got my house wrecked. You know, I got some gifts in the mail today from my brother.
Yes, sir.
Got
yes,
some
sir.
Nice gifts.
Yes, sir.
And I got a nice pair of earphones with a speaker and some earbuds, man, that I can't wait to connect to my devices and just go to town and have a ball.
You know some good people, Van.
Yeah,
so, man. So, Van, are you saying John Robinson sent you a Christmas gift?
That is exactly
what
I'm saying.
No.
Not
okay,
just
the bastard
me,
didn't send
but,
me shit, so fuck John. I'm back on my other
he,
shit.
He
you know, fuck
it.
You, John. You sent it to
the gang. He sent
sent
my daughter
to the baby.
Some nice gift. He sent my daughter some nice gifts. Yeah.
He sent you and your kids some gifts?
I sent gifts to the children, Dave, the little ones.
Yeah. Black
sure. That's what we're
okay.
going with.
All right. Yeah, that's a lie he's going to tell.
Van, did I not send
Van,
a girl?
Van,
the
shit came from the dollar store. Don't believe in it. It came from the dollar store. It was on clearance.
The girls got some gifts. My girls got gifts from J-Rob, the wise son.
I can't wait till Thursday. Wait till I come
and
back
they
to
said
y'all
thank
show.
You.
And
they said,
and
thank,
they said
you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm fucking with
you.
You
were
man.
Very polite.
Yeah, just wait.
It's the children, Dave. It's the children.
It's the kids, bro.
Yeah,
can't be mad at the kids. Can't be mad at the kids, baby. It was the children.
Yeah. I appreciate you supporting light-skinnedness because all the Van's kids are light-skinned.
Every last one.
I'm
my firstborn. Firstborn is questionable, though. Questionable.
Firstborn is chocolatey.
Oh, that might be the mailman.
Might it
be
might
the
be because... Because me and his mama both.
I've seen the rest of your children. All of them are light-skinned. So if the oldest one, or let me be like I went to college. If the eldest child is of DSP privileges, I don't know, somebody might owe you some child support, Van.
You do realize that DSP is a dominant trait. And that
only
trait,
for you, only for you, midnight fellas, John. Only for you, midnight fellas.
I'm just saying.
But that's neither here nor there. J-Rob, I have a question for you. Is there anything you would like to get off your chest for 2021? Of anything that's happened in 2021, anything you've gone through, is there anything you would like to vent about right now?
yeah, man, I don't want to lose no more of my friends and family.
I know that's right, man.
I've lost a lot of people, and I'm tired of it. I've lost people to COVID. I've lost people to murder, and I've lost people to suicide, and I'm tired. That shit has bothered me.
Yes, sir.
I can't talk no shit about that, because one thing I can say, I know you have lost a tremendous amount of people within this year, you know, so it's all, you know, all love and prayers to you and condolences and everything, but still I say one thing, if you can find a silver lining on a gray cloud, one thing about losing friends is you're still here.
Indeed.
And one thing about it, Miss Mary loves the fact that her baby boy is still here. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
Just, everything you might go through and everything, just be like, hey, it might hurt, but hey, it's still great because you're still here to go through it.
Indeed.
Not going to get no argument from there. But yep, indeed. That's what I need to get off my chest, man, because I'm like, come on. Can we have like a 20-year run where everybody is good?
Except for the strippers, because nobody wants to go see a 20-year professional stripper because her titty's going to hang too low and her thong is going to sag. So everybody but the strippers. Every 5 years, we need new strippers because if you keep them same ones, it's not going to be the same. You know, they're going to be in there stripping with diabetic shoes on, and no one wants to see that shit.
Stop
but we are looking
dogs,
forward
man.
To Witchy Bongas tonight.
I'm trying to find something, man, because I wrote so much stuff. I'm like, what the hell?
Big titty.
Who?
My kinfolk, he's talking about Danielle right now. He said, hey, Phyllis, she got them enormous titties.
I'm
getting up to get her voice.
I'm staying out of that. I don't know what that's about.
That's why he said on so early. He said, that's Billy. I'll never forget that voice. She laughing right now. She said, them motherfuckers.
I know she is. You know she is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Hold on. Trying to find something here. This has become like one of my favorite pieces. Yeah, I got something.
So the mic is yours.
I walk over paved sidewalk cobblestones. My Stacy Adams shoes sound just like the Nichols Brothers, tap dancing on wet stages as I'm walking to hold your hand, yet and still these streets got me alone. Now, you may not believe what I'm saying, and to that, I am so sorry that I just can't seem to forget you, since you're more than just a dream come true, because when I'm with you, I feel like I'm already somebody special, somebody important. But unfortunately for me, yours are the lips that I can never kiss anymore, the smile that I will never see, that it'll never light up rooms anymore, filled with complicated personalities consisting of nothing more than empty voices that don't miss you as much as I do anymore. Yet there is always something missing. When I pass by the old spots, when I stroll past what we used to say was our favorite places, and then strangely enough, I don't feel the joy anymore. I don't feel the joy, and I can't be coy about these similar feelings that others may have when they break up with the one that they still love years later. My God, what happened to us? Have we just cast aside and begun such a great divide that we are able to begin to hide our feelings for one another just to pretend that we can create that magic again somewhere else? And I can't stand to see you like this. And this is not what bliss is supposed to taste like. And I can't see what you and this are doing, what this has done to me. And universally, I look around me and I can't begin to imagine you without me. But what am I losing? What am I missing? Is there something that I never had that never loved me back, never cared as if I lived or died, took away everything about her, but surrendered her attention in another direction? To those that ain't close, reminding me that not all colonizers are lactose, because people are quick to tell us bad shit about black folks with conversations like, guess who died from an overdose of bad weed, dust, and crack smoke? I mean, I walk these streets, and I am a familiar stranger in the danger, going crazy without you, so what do I do about you when we both can't get over you? And these streets, these are the streets that are filled with people I don't know anymore. This history, or maybe it's just me living in a history that has already passed me, and I'm afraid that leaving you may be the best thing for me in that history, because I can't hold your memory close to me before all of a sudden all the newness tumbles down around me. God damn it, baby. I almost wish you never left me. So now that's become me, because when I turn my back, it will leave and tear my heart for what I left and what I already know is my own personal misery. Because something about this feels the same as if I'm looking out the window on the train while a stranger asks me, what language are the tears that drop from my eyes? And I said, it's not that. All these tears are the same. Because she was colonized and gentrified and fried, died and laid to the side like a Cat Daddy freestyle, and she used to be sexy as fuck. What I really miss is the woman who stole my heart, and Harlem was her name. Thank you.
Wow, bro.
Whoa. What, Robinson? Shit. Not to cut y'all, man, just let me say, Harlem is a motherfucker. In the daytime and the night, man. Lady Heroin is what I've heard that stole your heart. The same one that said, made the white man say, hey, kiss the kids for me, I ain't never coming home no more. You know, Harlem can be a motherfucker. Lady H got you. I remember one thing I can say about you, man. You're doing your motherfucking thing in Harlem. You got the Harlem Writers Guild putting your shit on display and everything, and that's a beautiful thing. And let everybody know, John Robinson has a book coming out this year, coming up. That I know y'all going to be ready for it. Come on, give us the name of the book, John.
There's two of them. The first one is called A Spoken Word Soliloquy, and the second piece... The second book is called The View from My Pen.
So, see, I need all of y'all that are listening, hit J. Rob up, John Robinson, in his inbox, and let him know you need a copy of each book. You know, don't say you're supporting if you ain't supporting. You need a copy of each book. He's going to have them ready for you. And let's do that. The man is dope as shit. I used to think he was Muslim because he wore bow ties all the time and smoked cigars. But so support Ham Salami Bacon and his bow ties and cigars and everything. And y'all know this cat. Yeah, half of the get down.
He needs more bow ties. Tonight.
Yeah, he needs more bow ties.
Actually, that's not even so political. It's just the fact that Harlem has become so gentrified, like parts of Brooklyn and parts of the Bronx. But since I stomped through Harlem for a lot of good reasons, and it's so much more noticeable, that's where that comes from.
Yeah, everything has changed. But I tell you, I need to come to the South Bronx. I know you're in the South Bronx. There's some beautiful Puerto Rican women in the South Bronx with fat asses and good dreams. I need to be a part of both of them. But when I come there, I would not be coming to your spot because you live on the fifth floor and don't have an elevator, so I ain't walking up that many motherfucking stairs. But other than that, we're going to have a blast in the South Bronx when I come up there. All
no punching people in the kidneys in the Bronx. It's not what we do.
Yeah. Well, I'm not worried about it. See, I'm from Oklahoma, Don. We ain't never been scared of shit. We just country like that. But I know you say you coming down here in the springtime because you want to see Black Wall Street. So we're going to be ready for you to come in springtime. We're going to barbecue. You're going to eat some smoked bologna. So you're going to learn some new shit. When you get here, smoked shrimp, all that shit, smoked burgers. You seen them pictures, Don. You know you're ready to come eat.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm definitely coming to eat. No bologna.
Oh, man, bologna's good, man.
Yeah, you're going to learn it. You heard what Kenpo said. You're doing yourself a disservice if you don't try to smoke bologna, John.
They call it country steak.
That's country steak.
I ate bologna when I was a child, and as soon as I got a job, the food that I didn't like, I would never eat again.
You ate it in, John, you ate it in New York. It's different down here. If you like them jerk neck bones, you'll love Oklahoma bologna.
I don't eat jerk neck bones. I don't even eat neck bones. That's nasty. That's what we gave to the
bang,
dog after we cooked it.
Bang, 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 help me. Did you bang,
bang
on it,
bang,
bang?
Bang? Gone. Got him up out of here talking about how he eat no neck bones, man. I love
it. There is no way you don't eat
no
neck bones and you are Wakanda forever. What in the entire fuck? What in the history of what the fuck is going on if you don't eat no neck bones as a melanated brother?
Yeah. You had to get the bang, 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 Jay. You just had to get the bang, bang, bang. You know, talking about neck bones. Not eating the neck bones.
Yeah, you know, there's two ways you learn how to eat coochie. Eating neck bones and eating the cake batter off of the hand
mixer
thing.
The cake batter
off of the mixer.
Yes, sir.
That's how you learn.
Yes, sir. That's it. That's how you learn, man. You.
Yeah. Man is in the church deeply, and he has manipulated a lot.
I got five kids.
Yeah, his pull-out game is weak.
It didn't get here from me not eating the cake batter off the mixer. I'm just saying.
He learned how to eat the cake batter and let everything marinate.
Everything. What did he say?
Yeah. Baltimore, stand up. Be more careful. He went to Lexington Market. He didn't went to Bills over in West Baltimore.
Yeah. Don't forget Silver Moon.
Silver Moon was the first cheesesteak I ever ate in Baltimore, Maryland. I spent $7 and got two big ass cheesesteaks at Silver Moon. And when we left out of Silver Moon, it was a girl outside breaking the windows, the rearview mirrors off her baby daddy's vehicle. Right in Silver Moon. And, man, I can tell you I know where it's at because it's right there on a corner.
Right on a
small corner, but it's right there on a corner. Like a cul-de-sac damn near.
I would tell you this. It don't matter which direction you go on that corner. You got to be more careful.
You motherfucking right. Shit, you motherfucking right. I know exactly what you're talking about. It ain't too far from Finney. You know, Finney Avenue is a motherfucker in West Baltimore.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My God. Whew.
We've been places, man. We've been places.
Hey, man, that's all good. You got to go places, man. Just don't stay long.
Y'all seen First 48.
Y'all watch First 48, y'all see Tulsa, Oklahoma every time.
Y'all got some messed up stuff going on, man. First 48, they showed me some stuff about Tulsa. I'll be like, wait a minute. Where these women come from?
Yeah, that's down here. That's where John want to go. J-Rob want to go right up there to see Black Wall Street. That's First 48. You got to come to a mug before you go to Tulsa. We got y'all. Come down here with J-Rob when he come, man. I know you like to travel.
Yeah.
We're going to get it set up. We're going to cook y'all and everything. We'll get that set up soon.
No, we safe. We safe on North Side. We good. We real safe on North Side.
When he come, you know I love traveling. I sure do.
Mm-hmm. Man, who we got next, man?
I'm going to open up this mic. She probably get the echo in. She ain't pressed one, but Miss VIP, what's going on? Welcome to Do What You Like. See, there go that echo. See, I told you.
Is that an echo?
Just wait a minute.
What's going on, Miss VIP?
She knows
what's
going on,
Miss
VIP.
Hello. What's up?
There she go.
There she go.
Where Miss Barb at?
See, you call her Miss.
That was so crazy.
I call her Baby Barb. So
Baby Barb.
I call her Miss Barb because it's just like Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
Oh Lord! Oh my goodness!
But Miss VIP, I must tell you though, I still feel I owe you $3.99 a minute when you're talking on this mic because you sound like just like I dialed 976 first.
Oh my goodness!
You do have that voice that make Peter leave the gate. That's all I'm saying.
Well, thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
Oh, tell me one more time. Call me, motherfucker, when you say it.
Oh Lord, no.
That's what I'm talking about.
Tell him,
what's the name of that vacation Bible school teacher that just made me want to say, ooh wee. Yes, I just want to quote scriptures when I hear you talk.
Oh my!
If you share the rod, you'll make a child. That's all I'm saying. If you share the rod, you'll make a child.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! You're something nice.
I'm just saying, you know. But Ms. VIP, I know, you know, we've known each other for quite a while now, and we have to ask you, is there anything you would like to get off your chest? I know them grandbabies been giving you hell. I want to give you honest truth. You are a wonderful grandmother, and you don't look like a grandmother. You look like a young mother that I would like to give another child. But since you are a grandmother, and I know you take care of grandbabies very well, is there anything you would like to get off your chest? Because I know them grandbabies be giving you hell.
Well, they're gone, and I'm relaxing. They left, what was today, Monday? They left yesterday, so I'm very happy. I think what I would really love to get off my chest is all the ignorance about wearing a mask. You know, if a mask will save me and mine, then I'm going to wear it forever if it saves me and mine. I don't understand. If there's a mandate to wear a seatbelt, then hello, what is a piece of material? So that's one thing. I mean, I get off my chest and like, you know, J-Rob, I mean, it's a lot of death going on. And it's very difficult to for some to handle. And you know, I'm dealing with, you know, being a part-time caretaker, and that's getting a little rougher now because things are getting a little worse. But you know. That's it. So I hope to have better health in 2022. But, you know, as you said, thank God we don't look like what we've been through because we'd have been gone, right?
Absolutely.
That's true. That is true. And one thing I can give to you about for being a caretaker, you were built for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wouldn't be a caretaker if you wasn't built for it.
Mm-hmm.
So just understand that you're here for a reason, you know?
Now, that is true.
And you'll continuously be here for a reason. Now, I got a couple more reasons that you're here for that you might feel that you're here for, but we ain't going to talk about them on air, but I'm just saying. I'm just.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Ms. VIP.
All right.
So, you know, both of us hosts, we got hazel eyes, but only one of us got that voice that works like this. Yeah.
I don't need that voice to work like that, Dave. I really don't.
I'm just saying.
Because I'm still Bob.
VIP, don't pay attention to his ass.
I'm still Bob. Okay. Sorry.
Van, if you say Barb one name one more time, I'm going to stab your ass in the studio. Just one more time, goddamn it.
Hey, Dave. Barb loves me.
What?
She loves you not. Barb loves me. She loves you not.
Oh,
this is a different nigga. She may love you and love you not, but she just love me. It ain't no not.
No. You didn't listen. I said Barb loves me, and she loves you not. I need you to listen.
That ain't the first.
That's what's wrong.
That ain't the first lie
that's
nigga
wrong.
Ever told.
That's what's wrong.
Ain't the first lie
he
nigga ever told.
He not listening, Ms. VIP. He not listening. He got that wax build up, you know. Yeah, he got that wax build up. It's all good, dude. It's all good. Ms. VIP, you want
to
share a piece tonight?
Yeah, Ms. VIP, what you got for my band telling all
join the club. Lies? Join the club. Join the club, Dave. Just join the club.
Hey, Ms. VIP, the mic is yours.
Well, thank you. This is an oldie called A Love of My Own. I'm ready to give in order to receive a love of my own. See, I have already built, spent over half my life working. Now I'm ready to have a king share my throne. I am love personified. You said I was your peace. Every time we were together, my door is always open. Oh, I'm sorry. You said I was your peace each time we were together. My door is always open, yet I find myself hoping for a love of my own. You say you miss me, all of me, not just my body, saying you're looking forward to our session. Is that what it is? I know each time we're together, I learn something new, a love of life lesson about me. With you. See, I'm no longer afraid to give my heart. I know because I already tried it. Now I can't deny it. I want a love of my own. I've given so much over the years. I'm ready to receive. I don't think love from you is a hard thing to achieve. I don't have to try hard to articulate how I feel about you. I don't want to deny it. I'm ready to try it. This feeling is getting stronger, down to the bone. Quite simply to have you, love of my own. That's that piece.
I know that's right.
Yes.
I know that's right. One thing, if I could go first, man, one thing I could say, Ms. VIP, you really bring some shit, you know, when you bring it. And it's going to be a time that comes within 2022 that you realize you be spitting that shit. And you know, when I say shit, I'm not meaning in a derogatory manner, but you be spitting that shit. So once you break that yoke, it's going to be a motherfucker. Especially with that voice you got, too. So you got that voice to make a nigga clutch theyself. Like, ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. They said, make Peter leave the gate. Hell, I ain't got no pants on right now. Hell, I ain't going back in the house and put these motherfuckers back on because you got that voice.
Hey, Poetic, ever heard the Girl Six? Has Dave ever heard the Girl Six piece?
No, he has
what girl?
Not.
What girl?
I'll put it in your inbox, Mr. Metaphoria. What?
Don't send it to him. You got to recite it. Just send it.
Put it in my inbox.
Okay.
Shit, I'll put it in your box, too.
Oh,
I will
Lord.
Put it in your box. Yes, I will.
All right, guys. So I'm going to be listening.
Well,
yeah,
you
keep on listening.
Happy.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about what you got going on this coming Wednesday?
Mm. Ooh-wee. Yeah.
No, it's too bad. Bang, bang, bang. That's too bad. She fell for it.
That shit is hilarious. See, I got to bang on somebody for the night with it. I'm banging on the next person somewhere in there. Somebody's going to get banged on.
Somebody gonna get banged on.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody left, Dave. Ain't nobody left. They. I mean, it's people
them.
Here. I mean, if you wanna bang on somebody that's already here.
No, we for the people that's here listening that haven't raised their hand, we just gonna say hello. We We ain't going to give them too much hell. Because we got to show them appreciation, you know? Man, let me tell you something. I know it ain't going to never be a lot of people come when I come because a lot of people don't like me. But I don't give a fuck. I have made my standpoint in here to give love and light to a lot of people.
Did you just say love and light? Hold on. I got love and light. Hold on. Love and light. You want to say a few words? You want to say a few words, love and light?
I ain't got nothing to say. Y'all terrible.
That's terrible. I wish me and Don here, we did a collab with a video that I wish I could get back to when my page got hacked and fucked up. I can't get back to it. See, McKenfolk knows you. That's Billy. He know her.
I got it. Even though you ain't never.
Don't play.
Giving you
like you were supposed to. You promised me, and you
like
promised me, and you never.
Hamburger helper, baby.
Shit, you made some hamburger helper shit. We can get married. I love some hamburger helper.
I ain't made no hamburger helper in years. And I could hook up a cheesecake, though.
Start back. Hey, Danielle.
What? Yeah.
I want to tell you something from the bottom of my heart. That's something I've been meaning to tell you for a long time. Bang.
Oh, man, that was good.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was good. She got her fourth time tonight? Oh, it's a record.
Yeah, she needed me to bang her real hard for the last time. That's what it was. But she got banged real hard for the last time.
For the last time. Yeah, she got
banged
real hard.
She cussing right now. I'm a motherfucker right now. I feel that's my nickname. One thing about it, you know, hey, we had fun tonight. Short show. I don't give a fuck. We're going to have fun. This is one thing we're going to do every other Monday, man. I don't give a damn. We got 3 callers or 30 callers.
That's
we're
right.
We're going to have some fun.
We've had some
for the people
fun.
That
we're
didn't
have
make
a good old
time. Yeah. You
we're
know,
going to have us a ball.
This is what we're going to do. But we will definitely be in the Philly area. Philly and New York area this year. Man, I know you ain't too far. I know you're in Carolina. But see, that's the thing. Man, we're going to come fuck with you, too.
South Carolina.
We come
got
to
you,
that
baby.
Motherfucking
got
Myrtle
got
Beach
you.
For the black the
you.
Black bike party.
The black bikers
shit, we
coming.
We
got. Yeah, man.
We coming. We already knowing.
We know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
We'll definitely be there.
We country, but we know everything.
And we ain't eat no goddamn scrapple either. So just in case for real the boy listening, we ain't eat no fucking scrapple.
Now see, you're about to get banged on. You're about to get banged on. You get that scrapple.
We don't have that shit down
here, man.
That's
good eating. That's good eating.
But it is good.
I ain't never tried it. Jimbo had it. I tried it, but we ain't
good.
Got that shit down.
I'm going to tell you it's
you
good now.
We're just going to spread the name of
the
book.
Yeah, we definitely will be there. Ben, I want to tell you I appreciate you hanging out with me for this hour and 15 minutes of a show.
Hey, man, it's a great show.
I can't believe this raffle girl, the motherfucker. But, you know, we did. Man, you know, we saying there wasn't going to be a whole lot of people because some people can't deal with me. So if y'all could be sure to replay the playback for everybody that can't deal with me, I want y'all to know from all that is within my heart, I don't give a fuck. You know, just I'm still who I am. I fuck with the people that fuck with me. So if you don't fuck with me, kiss my ass with your whole tongue out. But hey, we're here every other Monday. If we have 5
every
calls,
every other Monday,
we're going to be here, man. I'm back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Welcome back, Dave. It's great hanging out with you. join us tomorrow night for the Hidden War Council Fly Speak Honey Drip. You know, one of my hobby shows tomorrow night. Tune in, 9 p.m. One love, one mic. Thank y'all for coming out. What my man Russell Simmons
said. Don't even play no music.
Thank you for coming
man.
Out.
Just hit the white
good night. Oh, man, I ain't playing no music, man. Just do what you like, man.
Just
they
hit
lucky
the white
we... woman. Just hit the white woman.
I said, shut up, boy. I ain't talking to you, man. I'm talking to Potter.